Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a Friday. Welcome to the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. We'll spin the wheel to find out who the and Fletch part is today, all thanks to the Hyundai Staria Load Van. Drive away in a Hyundai Staria Load Van from 49,490. T's and C's apply. Good afternoon, wherever you're tuning into the SEN Airwaves, Sydney, Brisbane, the Gold Coast, perhaps belatedly through the podcast. If you're on the podcast, the best way to get in contact is to slide into the DMs. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram at Joel Fletch SEN is the way to do that. 1300 01 1170, and text 0457 736 736. You can't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. This feels like a reunion show. It feels so much so like a reunion show. Greg O from Blacktown, if you're out there. Hector from Bomaderry, if you're out there. Call to have your say, because this man here, who we've had to reintroduce ourselves to, the Bear's Head, Brian Fletcher, is back. Turn your mic on, Brian.
It's been 2 weeks. Listen, it's great to be back. Joel, yeah. It's great to be back. And two redheads. I'm looking at two blood nuts through.
Yeah.
We've got Givo sitting in there from Jimmy Smith and the Tourist. It does feel weird on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because usually I'd be just jamming probably my fourth prawn toast into me.
Would that be about now?
Yeah, about now.
Yeah.
Because the kitchen closes
at 3. What time are you sitting normally?
At the Wongs.
Yeah.
So it's very, probably at 2:15.
Yep.
Because you've played golf.
Yeah.
And then you've gone in there. Kitchen closes at 3, so you order all up.
Yep.
And then you go to Central Otago.
Yeah.
You get some Mount Difficulty wine. And
on the wine list.
On the wine list.
Yeah. What is that, a Sav?
No, a Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir, yeah.
Central Otago.
Yeah, okay.
That's the Mickey.
Yep.
And then we would just talk about who crumbled on the last, which is usually me.
Was it you?
Well, I played today, but it was Australia versus New Zealand. It was me and the Beasto versus David Kidwell.
David Kidwell.
Who's going over to coach, well, assistant with Eddie Jones in Japan.
Is that why you turned up with an Australian cricket, Mick Bevan cricket shirt on?
Yeah, and Harry. Harry, one of the great vinyl layers.
Really?
He was Kiddie's partner.
I might need him.
Oh, yeah, he's the Mickey.
Okay.
I don't know whether he'll go down to the Shire.
No, okay.
I think.
What if I get him tickets to the vinyl room?
He'd love that.
Yeah.
Yep. And we got the cash.
Did you?
So I'm up and about, and good. I'm excited. It's good to be back, though. I've had a big couple of weeks. Went to Bali.
Are you tired and emotional?
A bit tired. Bali was good. I had a bit of an incident.
Oh, no.
So I may as well talk about it.
Rip the band-aid off.
So we came in hot. Yeah. So Friday, we flew in.
We as party, in you and Brit?
Yeah, but everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because another mate of mine had a birthday as well. Shout out to Core.
Yeah.
And so we came in there about 5 o'clock and everyone was blind. So I just ripped in.
Yeah.
Ripped in too much. Brit went home.
Oh,
about
the run rate. So you had to find quick runs.
Yeah. I was on the drink on the way over.
Yes.
And so I wanted to come in hot because they'd been there, you know, 4 or 5 days prior, Richard. And then I decided to go pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then I came back. I went to this nightclub and I met Gibbo. What was the cricketer's name that I met?
Xavier Bartlett.
Xavier Bartlett? Champion.
Right. Well, current cricketer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plays the Heat.
He was the best player in the Big Bash this year.
Right. Yeah. So I knew his head from
XB.
Somewhere. Yeah, I thought he was a surfer.
Not XMB, XB.
So I had a yarn to him, and then I was bowling frozen water at him, ice.
Yeah.
And in La Favela, which is a nightclub full of 19-year-olds.
Yeah, Mick.
So then I got. So then I stumbled home. Brit is home by 12, and then we were in this, and I hadn't been into the suite yet.
Yes. Can I ask? Is this the birthday party, or is that still
birthday,
to come?
No, birthday party.
This is night one birthday party. Straight into it.
Because I only had the 4 days.
Yeah.
So I had to
okay.
In.
Yep.
So Brit said, we're room, blah, 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 blah. Yep. And it was at the Legion. Yeah. And we get, and I just, the first time I went to the room is when I'm walking in at 4 a.m. So I wasn't familiar. I hadn't done an orientation day.
No.
So it's 4 a.m. and
you must be lonely.
And I hear, Brian! Brian, that's not the toilet.
Oh.
I was into the curtains.
Oh, Gustavo.
Gustavo. Gustavo was copping it from all angles. Every angle. Oh. And then I sort of come to going, and I've only ever done that once.
Yeah, yeah.
I weed in the bin once.
Yeah.
And then I go into the bathroom and then I hear, Brian! I was just sculling the water out of the tap. You're not allowed to drink out of the I reckon I had 2 litres.
Did you?
Well,
did you get the belly of the barley?
No, I was fine.
See, I reckon you've got to take it on straight away like that. I reckon you've done the right thing.
Yeah. Then you get the Guardia, the airport.
Tell me.
But no, the charcoal tablets are your best friend.
Are they?
Because then I woke up and a mate of mine said, right, we're surfing at 8, and I locked it in. So I've had about 2 hours sleep.
No way.
Lucky it wasn't big because I would have drowned. So I said to him, I drank all this water, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, take these charcoal tablets. It seemed to fix me.
So how much life are you hating at 8 o'clock in the morning? In the surf? Were you hating it?
Oh, it was awful.
But did that get you back?
Nah, worse. Because the water's all warm over there.
So it didn't get you back after that?
No.
Did you have a kip that day?
No, because I had to take, it was the longest day in the world.
But I know you got back. You must have got
back.
I
did get back.
When did you get back? At what moment?
I sat the Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday.
Oh, no, that you got back.
Off to Australia?
No, got back.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Oh.
Saturday was an absolute ride.
What day is Father's Day, Ray?
Sunday.
And then I got home and went straight up to Fish of Origin.
Oh, yes.
The Anaconda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Queensland versus New South Wales. And it was Talis.
How much can you tell?
What can I tell you? Because it's going to be showing.
Give us a team lineup first.
Okay. Hindmarsh, Fletcher.
Yep.
V, Talis. And Justin Hodges.
Okay. Yep.
He's from Cairns. So I thought
local,
he's going to know.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
We didn't go out to the reef. We just went into the lakes.
What about the beautiful human? What was it like staying with him?
Gordy.
E.T.
Oh, E.T. Oh, sorry, E.T. was the referee. Yeah, yeah. You'll have to go online. E.T.
That's real Hollywood Harrigan sort of vibes, him as a ref, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, you reckon?
He's still looking unbelievable.
Wow.
God, he's a good sort.
You missed True Crime Tuesday.
What have I missed?
True Crime Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Toby Dow comes in.
Yeah.
And he comes in to talk about O.J. Simpson, of course, the passing the other week. So he comes in to tell the story. We've booked a whole half an hour in for Toby Dow, True Crime Tuesday. Mm. And I reckon about 16 of the 30 minutes was talking about a true crime that happened in Bali. This bloke... This wonderful human has taken his time and money out of his week to go over there and spend with you. He has not had a drop of alcohol in 19
Tobes.
Years.
I know.
Not a drop. Yeah. And I said to him, I said, Tobes, I said, how many of your mates were sort of trying to protect this long covered? I said, you know 19 years is approaching on 7,000 days. I said, how many were trying to stop you from that beer? He goes, none.
Yeah, but he's had beers quietly. But
Has he?
Well, just one or two.
Right.
Like if we, you know, maybe at a funeral or a wedding or something. So, but he knocked it back about 20.
That's what he said.
And I thought,
no hangover.
Yeah, I thought for sure. It must have been the Binting.
And did he back up like Terry Lamb the next day?
He was fine.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't back on it.
No. He said that.
Maybe the alcohol's a bit different.
Mm. Well, he reckons that his liver must be so fit.
Liver Phoenix.
Yeah.
You reckon it was pretty.
Now,
well, it could be because. That's what the liver does, right?
Yeah, and that's probably why the young punks handle it better than
recovery.
We do.
Recovery.
Because our liver's starting to really...
Dr. Mark. Is Dr. Mark out there?
We'll
maybe
get him
can
there.
Talk us about the liver.
We'll get him there. 1300 01 1170. Oh, Troy says this new bloke's a keeper.
Good on you, Troy.
Brian's a keeper.
Thank you. Hang on. Is Bear's Head Snakes? No, I'm not.
No.
Barnell. I may have had two.
Oh, you have had two?
Yeah, but only...
Yeah,
only
take the shine off the ball.
We got the victory.
One for each hour.
Now, the tourist, you've got to talk about this bloke. So we've got the whole team back on Monday. Brooksy's back in town on the Monday after a big breakfast shift. But this bloke here has been putting us all on his back.
Yes.
And climbing up Kosciuszko, backpack full of bricks, cement gum boots on, blisters.
Big Sherpa.
Big Sherpa.
Big Sherpa.
Big Sherpa. Haven't you? Tell him about the house you bought, tourist.
The house I bought?
No.
Oh, no, I've not bought
it. Oh, did you buy
it?
No,
I've not bought it.
It's close.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to buy somewhere. We're still looking, but every single week's a struggle. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay. It's what it is. We're looking for another place tomorrow. We'll be in Willow Creek again tomorrow. So,
but I've told you this. There's an old saying that I came up with.
Yes.
What's dear today is cheap tomorrow.
Correct. Mm.
You've got to get in.
Yep.
Oh, but it's not about the price. The price isn't the issue anymore.
Oh, what is it?
It's the reports. It's the real estate agents. It's the rigmarole
what
around.
What reports? Building reports.
Building reports. Strata reports. All that
we can fix
stuff.
That.
We can fix that. Can
you know
we?
People. Just don't buy a unit where there's a lift.
Okay.
Or
that's
a pool.
That's the high stratus. I know.
Oh, they hammer you.
Yeah. I know. I don't want a pool or a lift. I just want somewhere I can live.
Mm.
I want
well, anyway,
the,
since I've been gone, a coach got sacked, apparently.
Yes. Mm. Are you all in on Wayne? Is that your mail? Or
Wayne's
not?
In.
Wayne's
$1.01.
Is he? Yeah. But they're saying $2.5 million for 3 years. I'm not buying that.
Neither am I.
Are you?
Neither am I.
But he's in.
There is a soft cap. So I don't know what it is, but it might be $4 million. But under that
gotcha.
$4 million, you've got to have your assistance. But
yes,
there's no stopping a certain Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
To say, listen, do you want to become an extra?
Do you want to be AI Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, Cocoon 2, get in the pool, Wayne.
That's right. Oh, imagine that. Imagine if all that came out and he signed for $2.5 million and then all of a sudden he just turns up in a Russell Crowe film. Oh, that's a wonderful
By the way,
thing.
Did anyone see any of the vision of, I thought it was quite interesting, Margot Robbie in St. Bart's with her boyfriend?
Did not.
Oh. Do yourself a favour.
We don't know the boyfriend, do we?
We don't know him.
Is he a knockout?
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's not a bad style of a kid.
Mm.
Tom
Brian,
Ackerley.
Yeah, what does he do? Mark says, Brian, if E.T. was your sister, is he kissable? Well, he's still looking very, very fit.
Did you hear, like, this crap stat me, please, tourist. Crap stat me.
Crap stat.
This is one of the crappest stats of all time. This is a beauty.
Mm.
Did you see this one, Brian? Ben Hornby in his debut rugby league game as a player.
Yep.
Guess who he played?
It's going to be Penrith.
Penrith Panthers. You know what the score was? 42-12. Oh. Got beat. The exact same score for his debut as a coach. That's crap stat.
Now, that's eerie.
Yeah.
And especially when they were 12-0 up. I was thinking last night, imagine JD when they got 12-0 up. Imagine how many TVs he's broken.
Oh.
Yeah, look at these blokes.
And that Thompson try in the corner was a bit sort of how you're going.
Yeah.
You would have been thinking, oh, you wouldn't have given me that last week.
And Dean Hawkins, when he scores, you know, a minute, like an inch before the dead ball, I just thought, oh, this might be it.
Yep.
But then Schneider, our man.
Yeah.
What do you think of that pass? I thought it was, you know, it was the balloon ball.
Yeah. I think it was okay. Taruva scores a try. Is Taruva a factor for New South Wales? Is there any reason why Taruva shouldn't be mentioned?
You got Brian To'o. He's pretty good coming out of his own half. Are we getting sort of, because it's a Penrith,
you're going to say down, Pantherize, aren't you?
Yeah, we've done this. You know, we had the Isaiah Yeo trying a ball play, doesn't work. I think Madge is all over it this year. I think he might pick Joseph.
Who's your fullback?
Swali'i.
Turbo.
My fullback? Hand on heart?
Yep.
Teddy. But if Dylan Edwards, he of the shaved head, has two more Stormers, I've got to go. I think I'm being biased because Teddy's a Rooster and I know him and he's terrific. But Dylan Edwards is the closest I've seen to what Teddy does.
We're watching Edwards very closely last night. You know Dylan Edwards, right? In good ball, he plays 95% of the time on the right-hand side.
Right. Yeah.
Almost never goes left.
Doesn't have to.
He just stays on the... Well, they're scoring all their tries through Taruva on the right, but he just stays on the right-hand side, which is quite unique for a fullback, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, maybe because Luai comes off his left foot so many times.
Well, his left comes back. So if you're playing Penrith, you almost got to stack your left, don't you?
I've got a move for them.
Have you?
That will win. That will make them score, but they don't need enough help.
Not the one I gave Kevy.
No, when he comes back off his left foot, you have Dylan Edwards just steaming down there.
Yeah,
but he never looks to pass.
Who, Luai.
He comes left foot. And instead of looking with having a runner coming down through the middle, you have a look at, you do your research tomorrow. Because these other forwards on the other side of the ruck are just lazy.
What about this then? What about left foot Luai?
Yeah.
He comes back.
Lopez.
And the right winger, Taruva and Edwards, come flying back around the other side.
Oh,
bit of an angel play.
Simplify. Yeah, but hang on. Hey. Who's getting the pill?
Mate, Luai. Yeah. And then he's coming around with Edwards and Taruva. Ta-da, on the short side.
But does he drop him under?
Yeah.
Left foot.
They're both coming around. No one accommodates for the winger coming around.
Oh, that's a bit hectic.
That's massively hectic, Brian. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say or text. Let's go to the open lines and let's head to, I reckon, choose any town you like, Brian. What's that you said? Red Bank Plains. Let's go there. Hello, Shane.
There you go, boys.
Good,
hey,
Shane.
Hey, Kaney, I was watching a reel on Facebook the other day about you kicking goals for West Tigers. You're a pretty good sort too, mate. Oh. Not swinging that way, you know.
Oh. Nothing wrong with that.
But I was,
Shana,
I was ringing to see about this disruptor crap, mate. Last night I seen.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's another one of these buzzwords. I want that out of the game too. I want middle third.
Yep.
And I want disruptor gone and eyes up.
And I want premiership window gone.
Yeah, that's got to go. The disruptor rule is where it's. We talk about grey rules.
Yep.
Grey area rules.
Yep.
How do you know that? How can the person in the bunker know?
Yep.
For 100% that the guy's not going for the ball just by looking at it.
Correct.
It's. Do you know what it is, Shane? Or are you ringing up for Joel to explain it?
No, I know it is, but it's stupid, mate. Who come up with that disruptor? Bloody hell, what a bludger.
It is a bludger.
Hey, Shane, what do you think about
what
this?
What about when you're doing a short dropout and then you're going up for the ball to knock it back?
Correct.
But in general play, when you kick the ball as a bomb, you can't go up and knock it back.
Correct. Shane, I said the exact same thing. Has there been a disruptor on a short dropout? Has there been a disrupting call?
I don't think so.
There hasn't. No. What's the difference?
That's exactly right. Hey, I tell you what. So Gus got 20K fine.
Yeah.
So we're going to set up a GoFundMe for Gus, right? But I have to say, and I totally agree with this. You know, Brian, where I'm about to score a try and you lose it over the line.
Yeah.
Seven tackles set 20 metres is a stupid rule.
Yeah.
For the kicks, that's fine.
Yep.
The kicks is fine, but not the trying to score a try.
No.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Is that when Gus went off his head?
Yeah, he's up for 20K.
20 large, suspended. Anyway?
Straight out of the console of his car, that, I reckon. Wouldn't it?
It'd have been his sock drawer.
Yeah, what's that horseshoe ring worth?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
It's melted. It's got diamonds in it. It's got diamonds, soy sauce, plum sauce. I hope he washes his hands because he'd have some of that fungus growing under it.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you don't wear a ring, do you?
No, because I lost it.
Oh.
And then Kobe got me the rubber one.
Yeah, and you lost that too.
But that gets a bit sort of Francis Smelly.
Why don't you get a tattoo?
I might do the tattoo.
You've got to be sure.
I said to Kobe, I'll get the tattoo.
Yeah, you've got to be sure.
But we were on the source in Vegas. She said, right, we're doing it. You're getting the tattoo.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not just walking into a tattoo parlor for something on the source. And I was that close to doing it. And I said, I promise you I'll do it if we give it some kind of thought and consideration.
I got this done on the source, right? The girl's initials.
Yeah.
And Brick, I got it underneath my arm. Brick got it on her wrist. And a new Tat Gibbo. Is that a fish hook? Brick got on a wrist.
It's a cricket bat.
He got it on the saucy sand.
A cricket bat and a ball.
Not over the heart, on the other side.
Yeah.
And how did you land on that Gibbo?
How'd you land on that Gibbo?
Fraser McGurk.
It's like beer or
Fraser.
It's not even a sponsored bat.
It's not even sponsored.
Yeah, and there's no scoops in it.
No.
Anyway, going back to my tattoo.
Yeah.
On the drink, $25.
Yeah.
Brick got one on her wrist. She got home. The day she got home, she started laser. $1,500.
Oh, no.
So she went from $25 getting it done. She goes, I can't believe I got this done.
So, but at the time?
At the time, we were full of that rank tequila over in Thailand.
And so immediately the next day, was she regretting it?
As soon as we got home, she said, This is so rank. This is so rank.
Oh, no. Yeah. If you've got any great regrets, have your say. 1300 01 1170 or text 0457 736 736. That's the way to do that. And just getting back to the metal ring, now that I've got it off, we've actually since found it. And I put it
on.
I feel real claustrophobic. When I think about
what?
It, it's quite archaic.
Put it on.
It's quite archaic.
You look good on that.
Yeah, but it's quite archaic. Some metal thing wrapped around your hand.
Yeah, but this is what...
I'll go the tat.
This is what... No, please don't.
On the ring.
I was only G'ing up. If you go and get a tat on your finger,
yeah,
I'm working on NRL 360.
The run home with Joel and Fletch.
Yeah, meet crowd, 8,500 at the stadium. You're talking about the Premier's taking on the pride of the league. It was a very, very disappointing crowd of 8,500 people, Brian. But the big talking point out of it, well, there's a few talking points. Actually, I'll tell you one thing I did see. I saw the best defensive set I've almost ever seen.
All right, when Cookie had to kick it.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And the kick reception was inside the 30.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about as good as I've ever seen.
Yeah, they sort of, that's what Penrith can do. But I'm still convinced South Sydney don't have a wrestling coach. I've never seen a team, especially the last couple of years, where the opposition, when they're playing South, stand up and play the ball. It's like they got the contact's good, but then they don't seem to get them onto the ground.
Yeah.
So that against Melbourne the other week, I counted in the first half maybe five or six of the Melbourne players still standing. I mean, that's a golden rule.
Yep.
There's no way in this day and age you can put any pressure in defence if the bloke is standing up playing the ball. Christian Welch did it three times.
Yep.
I don't know whether that's just laziness, they just haven't got that extra effort, or it's technique, but every, and whether you like it or not, wrestling is in the game.
Well, it's in the game.
They all do it.
Yep, they do.
For me, and I might be proven wrong, but I don't think South have got a wrestling coach. They don't seem to wrestle onto the ground. And I'm not saying you're cheating. It's not cheating. But you have to
push
be able,
friendship, don't you?
You have to, because the game's so fast.
Of course.
So if you don't get that extra second to get your line ready, you're going to get just
waltz
down the field. But, what do you call it? Rolling?
The rolling boulder.
Rolling boulder.
So we're in the call and Edwards is waiting for it to trickle over the dead ball line and there's not really any South player looking to score the try. So no one was near him. He picked it up and in the call, I looked around. I said to Noddy, I said, they'll score off this.
Yeah.
He rushed back.
Yeah, top, yeah.
And then, so he's the most furthest South player. No one's more south than Dylan Edwards.
No.
How the hell can he go from that far back to the tap off
attitude?
Taylor May, that was embarrassing.
Well, we had a bit of a set to last night. Hindy and Maddie and Gordon were saying that South look unfit.
Yep.
And I'm saying there's no way you're unfit. Every rugby league team trains the same. You know, you have a big off season. Some might train a little bit harder than others. I don't think they're unfit. I'm just thinking they just don't have that attitude. But the desire just to try that little bit extra.
I reckon they are unfit. Jack Whiten had been off. He came back and his first day won the time trial. So what were they all doing?
Yeah, but he's a freak.
He is a freak, but I don't know if he was winning everything at Canberra. Cam Murray, here's what he had to say. He's chatting to Noddy. I'll tell you what, Noddy's a very, very good sideline interviewer. Here he is with Cameron Murray for SEN League.
Pretty tough week for you guys. Obviously, just getting out of here and playing is a way of getting rid of it.
Yeah, we're footy players, and you know, that's rugby league. Sometimes shit happens, and you can't control it. So it's been a tough week for us. But you know, we just talked about coming out here and playing some footy and doing what we love, and trying to repay all that support that we're feeling from our community, from our members. So. Stick with us, guys. Tides will turn soon. We're fighting hard.
Okay, it has been a rough draw, but there's been rough results as well for South Sydney. So there you go. Just before we break, we are a bit behind, but we're going to catch up with the coal miner very, very shortly.
What do you want to...
There was a text around. Here we go. Ben from Newcastle. Hi, boys. How's things? Being a rugby union supporter, what are your thoughts on Michael Checker coaching in the NRL? Welcome back, Bearshead.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. He coached Lebanon, so he's got a little bit of league background. He knows the game.
Yep.
And again, he would get great assistance around him. You know, they all say that he's a great man manager.
Well, Wayne apparently is not watching tape saying, no. Oh, they do this, they do that.
No, but he's got 60-odd years of experience of rugby league. You've got to be a brave coach or a brave club to give a rugby union coach a go, but it will happen. We'll get a rugby union guy one day, I reckon.
Yep. I wouldn't surprise me.
Do you think we'll get a female coach one day?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Who knows?
Or as an assistant. We'll start off as an assistant.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the game. The game's already flying. You wait until...
See, look at this. Look. What did I say?
Yeah, they're standing up.
Got one. That's two in a row. We're just watching the replay of last night.
They ran for about 700 metres more than South.
They don't get them on the ground. Watch. Is this another one?
Yep.
Another one.
They just all stand. You're right. They're not going to the deck.
You've got to get them to the deck, boys.
But, Brian, you wait to a time where every club has an NRLW side and an NRL side, and every match is a doubleheader. How big is that going to be?
Yeah.
It'll be massive. Won't be long at all.
Won't be long. We'll be out there. Sideline eye.
Cronulla Caringbah had four. They've got four teams in the 14s, girls.
Yeah.
That's flying, isn't it? 1300 01 1170, the run home with Joel and Fletch. Welcome back to the run home with Joel and Fletch. The Wagga Cup's on today. And look, before we go to our man Shawnee, Confession Friday. We often do that on a Friday where the listeners can call up with their confessions. But you've got one, Brian, where you, my friend, have dodged a bullet. You've sent out a tip. You're peacocking around. The tip wins. Your punters club's a ghost town. There's no reply. Why?
Okay. So, I got a tip off the great Paul Reed. Shout out to Reedy. Mm. He said back, love shuck.
Yeah.
Don't say that quickly three times.
Mm.
Race 4, number 5.
At Wagga.
At Wagga.
Mm.
So then I got the tip. And as a good messenger, I just said, boys, XX. Because I got an XX.
Yeah.
So I went, get on this, boys. Race 5, number 4. I didn't know it was race 5. When I did it, I meant to say race 4, number 5. But sometimes I was on the golf course.
Yeah.
I was concentrating, trying to beat those Kiwis. So I put 5-4.
Yes.
Then love, shuck. Oh, it's hard to say. Saluted.
Yep.
And I'm going, why am I getting any reco?
Yeah, no reco. Because that's the most important part of a tip.
Of course
it is. Even if it's not yours, you claim it as yours.
Of course
and there's
it
no
is.
Reco.
I want reco.
Right.
And I go, this is very strange.
Yep.
So I went onto the WhatsApp and I've gone, oh, race 5, number 4. Uh-oh.
Yep.
I've got to wait 30 minutes.
So did you come clean and say, sorry, boys, I've got it wrong.
No.
It's just one. No, you rolled the dice, didn't you?
I rolled the dice and I had a bit on it myself.
Yeah.
And then I was just nervous and guess what? It saluted. So race
5-4, accidentally won. You tinny bugger.
Excellent. Accidentally.
What about that, Cole Miner? How are you, mate?
What's doing, boys? Mate, I'm just texting the great Owen McAleese, EMAC, for a tip in the Wagga Gold Cup. But apparently he's told me you've already been in touch and you've got the set. So can you share something with us? What do you got for us?
So there was a few going to the Calcutta last night. And if you picture my mate Sven Sorensen, what does he look like to you, Shawnee?
I've got 6'2", blonde, blue eyes, just a very, very handsome man.
Yeah. And wearing his hands. Yeah, and wearing a white Bond singlet.
And masseuse, right? So I put him on the phone after that tip one, and I showed you a picture of Sven. What does Sven actually look like, Brian?
Danny DeVito.
Mate, he's a champion bloke, but he's not a Sven. Anyway, okay, so let's get back to what we said, and E-Mac.
Hang on, though, Sugar. Yes, Sugar, mate. Breaking news. He's just said race 6, number 2. Oh. That might have been one in
it
the
is.
Tips. Have you? Well, happy day. $6.50. It's just saluted.
Oh, yes.
If you don't mind.
Why didn't you ring up a minute ago?
Yeah, I said you've already got it.
I didn't look.
You've already got it.
I get stuffed.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the main event. He says Faulkner Park, deserving favourite. And this he was talking about the boys trying to buy a horse in the Calcutta, but he said if it's out of reach, I'd be trying for in this order. Number one political debate, or sorry, in order, political debate, Macram, Spirit Ridge, or Taran Mansour.
Ooh.
Tara.
He's gone
Mansour.
Pretty wide there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, political debate is the second pick, $5.50. Macram, $8.50. Fifth line of betting, but you got to go a fair way down. Tara Mansour, $23.
Yep. Spirit Ridge.
Number 9. Don't mind. Spirit Ridge, $13 as well.
That's got five leg box trifecta written all over it. What else you got, Shawnee boy?
I've got, it's been a bludger of a day. The only thing that's put a smile on my face is getting Fletch on a Friday. I don't know what we've done to deserve that, but I am here for it. And Fletch, you got me fired up. As soon as I heard Gus's big gold ring and some plum sauce and soy sauce, my tummy just rumbled. I'm getting Chinese tonight.
Yes.
You can lock that in. What I want to figure out, though, have we got any intel about the weather over there in Brookie? I'm a long way from Brookvale Oval at the moment. It's shocking where I am down the Golden South. 13.5, plus 13.5 for the Raiders, under 43.5. Can we get around that with the bludging conditions, Fletch?
I'm just going to the BOM, B-O-M, and it's saying, yeah, we've got another 15 mils to get tonight.
Have we?
That's what it's saying.
I've got the radar. I've had the radar in front of me for the last 24 hours, actually. It stayed dry last night, and didn't that help the minus in the end, Shug. We got that over the line. There's a fair bit coming from the east still, and it looks like it's on track for Brookie. I might have a spy out there later tonight, so I might just keep the powder dry until I've got absolute confirmation it's bucketing down. But I think the Raiders can keep this close. There's no real flair in attack. I think they just have to play it very line and length. And we know Manly, they like to move it around, so probably not suitable for them. 13.5 just looks suitable. Haven't I changed my tune, Sugar, from the start of the year?
Yeah.
It was completely off the Raiders. But week after week, they just keep sucking me in.
Yep.
And it didn't work out very well for me last week. But you're only, you know, what's your saying about that rearview mirror? We don't look back.
That's right.
We keep going forward.
Exactly right. What about tonight? So so I've put this in the feed. You can easily copy it. Sean, he's got an account there as well. Tom Trbojevic, in his last 25 wins with Manly, has scored 39 tries, Brian. That's a stupid number. $2.10.
Is that Fraser McGurk?
Fraser McGurk.
I just love saying Fraser McGurk. The only problem with the I know the 13-plus is juicy when it's wet, obviously, all that sort of bizzo. But Brookvale now, whoever did the drainage there.
Yeah, the drain man.
They've done a good job.
It's very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be a cow paddock and turned to you-know-what, but it's actually very slick now. So I think you need, in this day and age, I think I said this to you yesterday, Sugar, with the pitches so good, they drain so quickly. I think you need the most important part is actually, you know, heavy rain during the match.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's good as gold. So that's why I'm just going to wait and see. Maybe pictures on Fox League before kickoff. But if there's any rain during the game, I think you just have to be with the Raiders, don't you? It was a big start.
The great Sean Garlick used to put tape over his finger, you know, when you do fingerprints?
Yeah.
On top of his fingers. He used to use that, you know, the beige coloured tape.
He
used to put on every finger.
In the wet?
In the wet.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know whether that might have been...
Not the other way around.
No.
Not the sticky side up.
No. Then you used to get the resin.
Yeah.
The resin didn't work in the wet.
Is that right?
Or the blue spray.
Yeah. Did you do any
of
those?
Have you started taping the gob up in bed yet? Because after that chat with the missile about taping the mouth up to stop the... or to help the breathing, I'm starting to get targeted on bloody... Instagram, Twitter, everything's about this sticky tape going over the mouth. So I don't know if the world's trying to tell me something, but have you dove into it yet?
Mate, I did it once, and I haven't had a shave for about 3 weeks. The tape I got, it was like waxing the top lip. Jeez, it hurt pulling it off.
Did you have a good...
Yeah, it was okay.
Pulling what off? The tape?
The tape.
Oh, thank God you said that tape.
That's right.
What happens? Could you sleep?
Yeah, I slept well. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds right in your wheelhouse, Fletch. A little bit gimmicky. You're into your fads. I reckon.
Mate, this is a missile go.
Yeah, missiles. He's looking fit too. See, he's back in training. Swimming training.
Yep, he is.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this.
7 weeks. Seven weeks off the good juice before he gets on the really good juice.
When is the geared up games kickoff?
There's no date.
I don't know.
There's no date.
There's no date yet, is there? No. I think mid next year was the early chat, but I'm not sure when his sort of official program starts either. But I think he's looking very sharp.
I think we'll find out. He'll be cranky all day. He'll have zits on his back.
Yeah.
He'll have a bum bag and a gold chain driving a Lamborghini.
That's right. Have you seen that thing on social media where the bloke says, if I win the lotto, no one's ever going to know. And you see this bloke toe on the world's biggest plate. Yeah. Oh, I love that sort of stuff. Hey, have you followed my man, boys? Have you seen my train guy, Francois?
Oh, yes.
He's a jet. How good is he?
Oh, mate, he is the best. The enthusiasm he has about the train.
Yep.
Oh, mate.
He's a real train spotter.
I like the fact that you've just discovered this guy now.
Yeah.
Compared to 3 or 4 years ago when the rest of the internet all discovered
him.
About Francis Bourgeois.
Is it legit or not? Is he an actor?
Yeah. No, it's legitimate. There's not enough time left in the show to go through the whole.
But you see him falling over and I'm thinking, surely that's not legit.
It looks like it is,
Sugar yesterday rang me. He says, have a look at this. He videoed himself. He was planking. He said, look at that. I've just found out this new thing. He was planking. And I said, mate, that's been around a long, long time.
He's doing the ice bucket challenge tomorrow. Yes. Yeah.
Mate, he's starting to wear Timberlands and stonewashed jeans as well. He goes, get around these.
That's right. Anything else, Carl Warner?
Very quickly, it's all coming up. Bulldogs, Appy Coruscant ruled out. We get big Jacob Preston. Ooh. Preston Mania.
Ooh.
He's back. He's found his way on the bench. But Connor Tracy out. So we get to see Blakey Taff at fullback again. If it's a little bit wet, could be a little bit dubious under the high ball perhaps. But that line has moved from 7.5 out to 11.5. So it just goes to show how much Appy is worth that West Tigers team.
By the way, too, Sportsbet have got markets up to score a try in Origin.
Already?
Yes. Yeah, but the prices are big because, Bears Head, your player might not get picked.
Yeah.
So for me, Matty Burton, I reckon he's a chance. He's my
You're
six.
You're big on this now, aren't you?
Okay, sure, can I throw someone out to you?
Yep.
Have you got it in front of you?
I'll bring it
I've
up.
Got it in front of me. Yeah, far away.
What's Cam McGinnis playing?
Cam McGinnis? Where what's is he? I'm what's scrolling. I'm scrolling very, very far down. I can't see him yet. He's not even in there.
I'll get him in there.
So there you go. Can
you put something on it for me, please?
Yeah, I'll get him up. Give me 10 minutes. We'll be in the market.
Thank you.
Yeah. And because Brian's brought it up, he'll be $1.40. Anyway, good on you, Shorty.
All right, boys, take care.
There he is.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Welcome back to The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Yes, Fletch is here today. Have you say 1300 01 1170. Now, Brian, just quickly, the Racing League, TRL.
Yep.
You were talking about that before as an ambassador, and our listeners, you told us about that. And there was a horse called the Big Goodbye.
Yep.
And I saw it won, paid $26.
I did. Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I didn't get on, which is sometimes...
That's one of the benefits. You get the inside mail.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the TRL. So all the hard work's done for you.
Yep.
You own not only one share, but you get a team of 8 horses. Micro shares, I think we call them. So you would basically have a runner every week. It's fun.
Yep.
Because you've got something going on. You receive ownership privileges, the chance of being in the mounting yard. You get videos from the trainers and jockeys. This is the big one, though. Someone gets a chance to win up to $10,000 every month.
Yes. I see it's only $100 a joint, too. So that's as little as you can get in there. So you've got to enter the code WIN20K at the checkout to ensure your ownership for just $100.
Yep.
That's a saving $160. So there you go, mate. And we estimate that you'll have a 1 in 400 chance of winning the jackpot. That's what they say.
Yeah. Plus, you get your share of 8 premium racehorses. I think the prize is going to be drawn 12 p.m. Thursday, the 27th of June. And it's pretty easy to go to. You go to the website. This is the easiest website I've ever seen. TRL.net. That's TRL.net. Go, you good thing. The Big Goodbye, $26.
Ooh.